Coach's Insight program's continuing here tonight, Care 93.7. We're on to ACCHS, talking about the Tiger basketball teams. It's brought to you by L&L Construction, and we start here with girls basketball coach Austin Eckert. Coach, boy, last week was, I would say, a lot of fun for you and your team, and really kind of just pointing to that game on Saturday. It was a makeup game against Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights had rolled in with a 51-game winning streak in league play. They have dominated the league over the last few seasons. We figured coming in, your team certainly had a shot with the roster that was assembled, and lo and behold, you put it all together in that first matchup, and you get it done. 62-46, the streak is done. You guys are atop the league right now, but as we kind of dive into it, just overall feeling from that game, and just how nice was it to see your team perform the way they did?
It was a joy to watch our kids compete and have fun and see all their hard work pay off against a really good opponent in Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights is really good defensively. I thought their man defense was very good specifically. They're a team that likes to get out in transition and score easy points. So they are definitely a challenge. And I thought our kids lived up to that challenge and faced that challenge head on. So as a coach in that moment, you're just proud of your team. You're happy for your team. You're happy for those kids who show up all summer. They show up early in the mornings to the gym, weight room, individual workouts. So you're just really happy for those kids that work really hard and see that moment pay off.
And one of those kids, certainly with a big week, was Natalie Nitz. And I know she's been a dynamite for you. And, you know, a couple wins last week against Oskaloosa and Jackson Heights, just kind of putting her averages together and playing as well as she has been all year, but really put it together in that win over the Cobras on Saturday with 25. You know, talk about the development of her, what you've seen there, and what have you liked about it?
Oh, Natalie has always been able to shoot the ball at a high level, at an extremely high level, specifically from three-point and free throw. This summer, she took on more of a role to attack the paint, become a facilitator, attack the paint, and be able to finish over bigs. And her growth has been monumental for our team. She's a leader of our team. She shows up and works hard every day, and she's starting to play like an all-state caliber guard. And she's starting to open up some people's eyes. I think right now she's averaging around like 14 points, 3 rebounds, but she's also averaging 4.5 assists. And that assist number is probably what I'm most proud of for Natalie, because that's almost double what she had averaged the previous season. So she faced, because we didn't have Addison this summer because of her injury, so she was faced with a little more pressure to handle it and create more offense for our team, and she really accepted that and bought into it, and she's killing it this year.
Yeah, no doubt. 40% from three, and she's 94% at least last checked when we talked a bit ago, getting her Athlete of the Week honors. Again, 25 points, but just an incredible shooter and a heck of a leader, and she's played really well for you. And you're going to need to continue to have them play well, not just Natalie, but everybody on the roster, of course. And,
right,
you know, the grind continues, and Horton's the challenge this week up next on Friday. And, you know, how do you see this one kind of playing out? A Horton team that they're going to play a lot of girls. They got a couple good ones on the outside at the guard position, but, you know, certainly can be a challenge.
Yeah, so Horton has some size. They just played JCN, I think, on Monday, and they were winning in the third quarter. And JCN's a pretty difficult opponent, too, because they have a lot of size and they do some really good things. Like you said, Horton can shoot the ball from the perimeter. They have some bigger bodies that can defend and rebound. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. I think they play some pretty good defense. But we're just gonna have to continue to get better and better each week. I think we're sharing the ball at an extremely high level. Like Addison Schlechtbaum, she's not scoring the ball a lot for us right now, but in the last two games, she's averaging 5 or 6 assists a game. I think she had seven assists last night. So we're just going to have to share the ball at a high level. We're going to have to play together on the offensive end, and then defensively, we just need to keep improving every time we play.
ACCHS girls basketball coach Austin Eckert joining us. Tigers, again, a very strong week last week with 3 wins, continuing the undefeated start, 8-0, including that big win over Jackson Heights. They'll continue the run on Friday at Horton, back inside Northeast Kansas League play. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Brandon.